Hey, go-getters, let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by Fevo. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and I am super, super, super excited to have the great Jeff Darlington of ESPN join me.
Very mediocre Jeff Darlington would be much more appropriate.
Well, I don't think it's nice to introduce your guest as mediocre at best.
Yeah. At best. Yeah. No, if you put at best on there, then it becomes insulting. If it's just, you know, mediocre, good, but mediocre at best. That's putting a cap on it.
You guys will probably get his work and feel like, yeah. It was fine.
Yeah, fine. It was pretty mediocre, which by the way, is okay. Like I got C's in high school, still graduated. It's fine.
Yeah, he's just starting out. First time on a football field. It's exciting for all of us. We get nervous.
Exactly.
No, just kidding. You are the best. You really are. You were awesome. And I've been so excited to have you on. Talk a little 49ers football. We are in December, which is bananas. Right. On its own, but everything is starting to take shape and we're starting to get an idea of who's for real and who's not. And 49ers had that tough 3-game losing streak, which now feels like it was in a different season entirely. Right. But then go into Philadelphia with quite the statement game, have a terrible first quarter, and then go on to win, to score 6 straight touchdowns and kind of establish themselves, at least right now, as potentially the best team in the league. Right. What did you see from them on Sunday and what does a game like that say?
Yeah, I think, you know, you point out sort of the 3-game losing streak feeling like a distant memory, and in some capacity it is, but I think it just reveals why December football is so important and why being healthy is so important. Mm-hmm. And if you have those two components in play, where you have momentum in this month and you have a healthy roster, or as healthy as you can be this time of year, then that's when you become the true contender. You know, we're seeing it around the league in general, not just with San Francisco, but, you know, Miami's another team. Now, it's probably a little different because they still haven't gotten that true signature win. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about like some of the best teams in the league, you look at them and you say, okay, if they can put it together in December, which they couldn't do last year, and stay healthy, which they couldn't do last year, maybe they're a contender in the postseason. But by all means, if you're going to be a championship team, which the 49ers certainly have that pedigree, you've got to be playing your best football now, which it feels like the 49ers are starting to accomplish.
The holiday season is off and rolling with NFL in full stride and the NBA and NHL hitting midseason form. BetOnline is your number one destination for all your sports wagering info. With up-to-the-minute sports wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions, BetOnline is the top spot for everything pro and amateur sports. And not just the big four. BetOnline has info available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time for almost any sport that's played, from MMA to international soccer. Head to BetOnline today and remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
You bring up Miami, which brings up the like amazingness of what it would be like for a Kyle Shanahan versus Mike McDaniel Super Bowl. And just the storyline. I mean, in my head,
so
I have things I can write. It would be so much fun.
Yeah. And so, even just not just the, you know, the Mike and Kyle connection, which is obviously awesome in itself, just that Mike was with Kyle for so long and they're so entwined together in terms of their both professional and personal relationships that it's cool, but also just the football product would be so fun. I mean, just all of the pre-snap. It'd be like the most electric Super Bowl I can think of just in terms of, you know, yes, star power for sure. But also just if you dropped an alien down and said, we want to introduce you to American football, this sport, I think that would be the game you'd want them to see.
In Vegas, no less.
In Vegas. Yeah, they'd be like, the aliens would be like, yeah, we're going to go home now.
Yeah,
this is like, this was exhausting.
Yeah, like, we've been here 3 days. We're good.
This is exhausted.
The rest of us are going to have to be there 8 days, and I don't know how we're going to survive that, but that's a whole different
thing. 8 days in Vegas sounds like a terrible movie.
Terrible. In which fear and no one, it's almost like The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
And who survives? None of us.
I don't know. Let's just talk about something else. It's disgusting.
Hopefully we make it to the game.
I'm just
going to
walk around with an IV, just like on a pole, like the guy in the hospital room.
Everyone's going to have to do that.
For some crackers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ginger ale at all times.
Right.
Because this is the way to go. Well, I'll be looking for you and your IV thing and just handing out ginger ale to people. But you're right. From a football perspective, that would be amazing. But crazy enough, that's like 2 months away. And of course, a million things can happen.
Totally. Yeah, so, we're not there yet. I mean, it's December 7th.
And so then
we've had one game in December.
Yeah, which is also bananas. I can keep using that term and just see if we can get it to stick. We can get hashtag bananas trending.
Yeah.
Really be excited about it. Let's work on that. But Kyle said something in his Wednesday, Kyle Shanahan, his Wednesday press conference that I think is also the thing to keep in mind. And this is why this league is so crazy. You notice I didn't say bananas, but this league is so crazy. As he said, if you look at that game, we could have been down 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. And it's a completely different game. And it's true. I mean, I think I felt like the 49ers had a good chance, but at the end of the first quarter, it should have been like 21-0 and it was 6-0. And that, you know, made a huge difference. But things can change on a dime. And when you talk about that 3-game losing streak, that is what happened. Things didn't go. They weren't able to stop them. So you look at that game. Now they go in their home against Seattle, who they literally just played 2 weeks ago. And Seattle was kind of rolling and seemed to be better than everybody thought. Now they're on a 3-game losing streak going on Sunday. Could be a 4-game losing streak. How do you see this one playing out? I mean, in the past, 49ers-Seattle games have always been weird. Like, well, Seattle games have always been weird.
It's divisional games. I mean,
yeah, and Seattle, as the great Kevin Clark would say, has never played in a normal football game. That was a little more true when Wilson was there. But so now they may be coming on a 4-game, you know, losing streak. We'll see what happens on Sunday. But how do you see this one playing out? And, you know, with the 49ers, you look ahead to their schedule. Obviously, they still have to play the games, but they potentially could run the table, though that Baltimore game
is heavy. Baltimore is a tough one. No, I think to your point, it can be weird, but that's where you kind of have to start. That's where we talk about December football. This isn't October anymore, where you can afford to kind of like sort of half-ass show up. Like this is when you have to start kind of building that momentum toward the playoffs. So they should handle their business against Seattle. I mean, that's where these are the games where you don't want to see the vulnerabilities anymore. Like you can afford to from a win-loss perspective, but you can't necessarily afford to from a momentum standpoint. Like you got to keep it rolling. And I think that's where late season success or failures is defined. I keep going back to Mike McDaniel and this only because I live in South Florida, first of all, but more because I'm doing some stuff for Monday Night Football. So it's kind of in my head. They're playing this week and he said something on Hard Knocks in season to his team where it's like, now in December, it's about preparing yourselves. He goes, I don't care who we're playing. I don't care who the opponent is. Mm-hmm. I don't even have to look at it. I just care about getting ourselves to a point where we're ready for elimination football. And where the chips fall in terms of the games they can. Now, the Dolphins can't necessarily afford completely have that mentality because they've got to really win games. The 49ers, though, can't. They should be just thinking about themselves. The rest will take care of itself. So, yes, I think Seattle is a formidable opponent, right? I get it. Mm-hmm. They're on a skid right now. But at the same time, the 49ers are a better football team. There's no question. And they just have to get the win and move on.
And I think for them, and this was something they'd stressed so much in training camp, was they wanted that one seed. You know, they really wanted it 100%. After what happened last year. And so now the 3-game skid made it difficult, but now they're in a position to get it. They need a little bit of help. I don't want to make this about me.
What help do they need?
They need someone to beat the Eagles. And they need... Yeah. They pretty much need to run the table. So basically right now the Eagles are 10-2, the 49ers are 9-3.
Okay.
The Lions, I believe, are 9-3 as well. I think the Lions are a very good football team. I don't trust that they're gonna run the table
right on
this.
No, I agree.
So
I think they're really good, but if you look at the Eagles schedule, first mm-hmm. of all, the Cowboys on Sunday night, that could go either way. Then the Seahawks, they win that. They beat the Giants. They beat the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And they beat the Giants again.
The 49ers, are big, 49ers fans are big time rooting for the Cowboys on Sunday night.
Cowboys, huge.
And
I mean, that's the game.
That literally
feels like that decides the one seed, in my opinion. You could see the Eagles. I mean, everybody can slip up. But I mean, really, the Seahawks, the Giants, and the Cardinals are their final three of four. I mean, that's
the game.
That feels like for sure. And I think the one seed is more important than ever after the changes that were made where they get the bye and the two seed doesn't. So it is critical. But then again, I think what we just saw this past weekend shows you that maybe it doesn't matter all that much. You know?
No, I think it just becomes about, I mean, I've seen people on Twitter or X or whatever it's called, they're constantly like, it doesn't matter anymore. Home field advantage doesn't matter. Fans travel. It's not about that.
It's not about the fans.
It's the team traveling.
It's the team traveling.
Reporters having to travel across the country multiple times. I don't want to make this about me, but I'd really love the one seed.
it's also a bye for a team that plays incredibly physical football. Yes. I mean, like the 49ers, the way they play, you're going to get hurt. McCaffrey is going to get hurt. Debo is going to get hurt. Mm-hmm. You've got go across the roster. Guys are going to get hurt. So getting that bye week for a team like that, I think is for any team, but especially the 49ers is huge.
So I agree with you. It's Sunday night, but then for the 49ers perspectives, they have Seattle, they have Arizona, then they have Baltimore, they have the Commanders, and they have the Rams. So
Baltimore. Yeah, I guess the Rams too.
So the Rams in the final game of the season, like who knows what will they play? We'll see. But
Stafford might be retired by then.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
Stafford might be retired by then.
He might. And that would be an interesting in itself. I might be playing quarterback for the Rams that week. Yeah. It'd be fun. Not for anybody. But it starts with Sunday, and then the 49ers have to take care of business. So we'll see. That becomes a big one. But the one seed, it was a better time when two teams got a bye. It was a better time for other teams, but you're right for this team. And I look back to that Cincinnati game, which was right before the 49ers bye, and they looked slow and they looked tired and they looked like they desperately needed a break. And that first weekend of the playoffs is kind of that marker
100%
thereby.
Yeah.
So absolutely they need that time. And you're right, this is a very physical football team. And so you brought up a couple people that I want to talk about. And let's start with Christian McCaffrey, who's been absolutely, obviously incredible for this football team. And kind of interesting, you know, when they made that trade, one of the knocks, quote unquote, that people talked about was he gets hurt a lot and he's been injured, even though he really had not been injured.
That was the only knock, I think.
That they gave up so much for someone might get hurt. But what's funny about that is he really hadn't been injured in quite some time, which was, if you like look back, I think it had been a couple seasons since he'd really had a major injury. But it's incredible how physical they play, how physical he plays. I don't want to jinx anything, but he's been pretty durable and it's been incredible. He's changed this team. Is he the MVP of this team? Is Brock the MVP of this team? How do you see that?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I mean, who was talking about it the other day? Someone was saying in terms of the MVP award that, you know, it is kind of, it should sort of be a quarterback award. And I didn't necessarily disagree with that notion. Mm-hmm. I mean, easily, if I'm picking, it's tricky because, like, if you're picking a player, like, you're sitting there saying, like, which guy do I want on the 49ers? I would say I'm taking McCaffrey. He's a weapon. Mm-hmm. But you still need this, like, the quarterback is the point guard. Like, you know, it's like, do you want Steph Curry or LeBron James? You probably say LeBron, but damn, without Steph, what, you know, mm-hmm. do you have someone really distributing the ball? I would go. I mean, that's, again, I think that's why I would say that McCaffrey is the most important player on offense. I don't know. What do you think? I'm going to throw it back at you.
Well, that was sort of the vibe? Great strategy. Well, I think about the NFC Championship game and they lost Brock Purdy very early on in the game. And then they lost Josh Johnson and they didn't have a quarterback and they lost the game. And so they still had McCaffrey, and I'm taking nothing away from Christian, who I think is incredible. So I know I look at it that way. Like, once they didn't have a quarterback, it was over.
But I guess that's the thing though. That's why I say it feels like a quarterback mm-hmm. award. You take Christian out, you still have Debo, for instance.
Right.
Like, I know it's not the same exact position, but you can still, you still have a bunch of different guys that can kind of step in, whether it's Juice or, like, I think that, you know, gosh, I keep making analogies to Miami, but it's the Tua Tyreek conversation too. It's the same thing. Like, mm-hmm. you take Tyreek out, they still have, he's amazingly important, but they still have Jalen Waddle and Raheem Mostert and these fast guys that can still get it done. Mm-hmm. You take Tua out and the drop off at the quarterback position is just huge. So let's say Brock Purdy.
I kind of think Brock Purdy. And I really kind of just thought about it with the NFC Championship, but that was it. Like, that was
Because there's no depth at the quarterback spot anymore anywhere.
And there you don't get to have all these weapons at quarterback.
Which is crazy, right? Like, isn't that kind of weird?
It's really, like, weird.
The most, we all recognize, like, the most important position in sports is quarterback, yet we spent $40 million to $50 million on the starter and $8 million on the backup. Like, where else is there a position with that big of a difference in salary between the starter and the backup?
You're totally right. That's a really good point.
Even wide receivers, like, you're going to pay the best guy in the league maybe $20 million, but then you're going to pay the next guy $14 million. Like,
right?
It's still percentage wise, it's crazy.
You're right. That's a really good point. And it actually is kind of crazy when you think about it that it took that game to create a rule where you could have your third emergency quarterback in your most important position. Because if you lost two wide receivers, certainly not ideal. You still would have more guys on the team that could play wide receiver.
And those other wide receivers are also contributing when they're, like, the backup quarterback's just standing there. So I guess I get it in some capacity, but yeah, it's kind of a weird deal.
Yeah, but he may just be standing there, but if you need him to come in, you really hope he's ready to go. Football's such a weird sport. This is a total tangent, but it's such a weird sport that way anyways, is that when you're the backup, you're not rooting. Your opportunity comes when your teammate gets hurt. Like, something bad happens.
That's
just the way it is.
That goes back to the whole reason why GMs are so apprehensive about bringing in, like, a Cam Newton, because you know that Cam Newton wants the starting job. Like, I always think it's so funny that fans and analysts can't wrap their head around, like, why doesn't this guy get a backup job? It's like, the backup quarterback position is a certain skill set. Chad Henne is, like, the perfect backup quarterback, because he's like, yeah, bro, let me know if I need to get in there. You know, I remember mm-hmm. Jim Sorgi was Peyton Manning's backup. And I remember talking to him back in, like, 2006. And he was like the most nervous I've ever been in my life. I saw my entire career flash before my eyes when Peyton Manning stayed on the ground for 3 seconds too long. But that's even, like, I get it. You want someone who's going to be competitive, but at the same time, like, you want someone who's going to be cool when he goes in. Cool when
And to be Peyton Manning's backup, like, what? Yeah. Like, no
one. He's living a good life.
Who really did a nice job in that game for the Chiefs. But again, he went to Michigan, so I'm going to keep bringing up why. Because that's why. I think we've solved it, Jeff. Yeah. We've solved the MVP conversation. So I hope everyone is watching and paying attention. But it's an interesting, tough conversation.
Yeah, I think it's a quarterback. I mean, it sucks, but and we'll have the conversation every year, and it'll always be a quarterback as the MVP, and probably rightfully so. They touch the ball every single play.
Yep, 100%. So let's talk about the quarterback. Let's talk about Brock Purdy. We're just over a 1 year anniversary of when he came in for an injured Jimmy Garoppolo. It's not funny, haha. But you think of when we talk about the backup quarterback, like last season, Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo, Brock Purdy. That was quite a trifecta of quarterbacks, but. We're about a year anniversary since Brock Purdy came in, and I think it would be safe to say he's been pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And I am not one to subscribe to this conversation, but he has so-and-so and he has so-and-so. Who cares? Like, every quarterback benefits from the people around them. He still has to run the offense, and he's doing it well. We see Kyle Shanahan really trust him in a way we've never seen him trust a quarterback in San Francisco. So when you look back on this year of Brock Purdy, just – what stands out to you? I mean, other than the obvious, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I just think of, look, even with Tom Brady, you know, I never understood why anybody would say product of the system or game manager, manager, like those are bad things. To me, those are really good qualities, especially when you have a coach who has such a high expectation and demand for that player. Like, to me, the quarterback is as much an extension of the coaching staff as he is the locker room. He is like this liaison between the two. And I think that if I was scouting the quarterback position, I would keep that in mind. And Brock Purdy has done such a good job of navigating that. And I would also counter the idea of like, he's got all these weapons around him. Yeah, that's awesome. But one of the most underrated skill sets of a quarterback in the NFL is the ability to appease very skilled, high-profile players. Like, that's not easy to do, and he does it well. Ball distribution. When I mean, these guys, every opportunity they get is their livelihood on the line. So making sure that ball placement is the way they want it, the kind of throw they want, like, if they get open and they get their shot, it needs to be right. And Brock Purdy does a really great job of doing all those things. So you can call him a game manager. You can say that he's a product of the system. I say, hell yeah, he is. And he's doing a great job of it.
Absolutely. And I feel like, who cares? Like, he's playing in this system incredibly well, and they're winning. And he does. It's a really good point that you make. That is a very underrated quality. And especially on this team, you have George Kittle, you have Christian McCaffrey, you have Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, you have Kyle Juszczyk. I mean, you have a lot of people, and there are people behind those people that on other teams would be have more prominent roles. And he does an incredible job of kind of getting the ball to everyone.
Big personalities too. I mean, like, I see, I mean, even in Philly, like, you look how tough it is. Jalen Hurts is obviously awesome on and off the field. And you still, and AJ Brown is awesome on and off the field, but you still see him like jawing at Jalen. Like, I mean, imagine every time you come off the field, you've got these alpha males down your because they're like, when's my shot? You know? And I think that the 49ers, obviously, Kyle has created a culture and a system that makes sure that that is handled appropriately, but it takes a quarterback with a certain type of leadership style that I think Brock Purdy in his just second year in the NFL clearly has.
When you talk about the personalities, it's something that's always kind of stood out to me on this team. As you go in that locker room, it's a lot of stars and a lot of big personalities and not a lot of egos. And I do think that is somewhat unusual. And I do think that's part of the success.
Yeah, I mean, I always go back and forth. I think the 49ers are loaded with stars, truly, that would be stars on other teams too. Certainly to the likes of Deebo and Christian and Kittle. I mean, a lot of them stand on their own. But I also think that like high tide raises all boats.
Right.
You put a system in place and there's success. Like, that's how you become a star. So like, I go back and forth on that, but you're right. One of the difficult things to navigate is once your guys break out and become stars, what happens next? And I think Kyle's managed that really well. I remember back when Jacksonville went to the NFC Championship game years ago when Brock Bortles was the quarterback. the defense was so loaded with these young stars. It was like mm-hmm. Jalen Ramsey and these Calais Campbell, all these stars on defense. And it was like they became stars. And then it was like, now what? And it kind of mm-hmm. blew up. They couldn't mm-hmm. keep those personalities together. And I think that the 49ers have a culture in place that not only breeds stars, but maintains their kind of what made them stars in the first place.
Oh God, I forgot about that defense.
I remember walking in that locker room one time and just being like, these guys are awesome, but these guys are crazy. Like mm-hmm. the second that this goes south for a second, this thing is going to blow up.
And it did.
And it did.
spectacular fashion.
Seattle had that same thing happen and they managed to keep it together for the most part. I mean, they had drama. I mean, two players got into a fight the night before the Super Bowl. So it wasn't like they were, but that think about like Seattle, the Legion of Doom, all those guys became stars at the same time, similar to how like the 49ers have all become stars. And that's a really hard thing to manage. And they actually managed it decently well.
They did.
You know, for the most part.
Yeah, they did. They did for the most part. You're right. There was drama, but they did manage it decently well. All right. So before I let you go, this is the last question to talk about, which is super annoying. So I'm going to just preface it with that. Maybe less annoying for you than if I asked it to Kyle Shanahan. But if they don't win it this year, is it a failure? It's my deep
this season?
Yeah. Not the season. Not the season. You can't go to the Super Bowl and lose and say the season is failure. So failure isn't the right word. If they don't win it this year, like this feels like everything is trending towards them winning it. Failure is a failure, but
failure is probably not the word. I mean, you just start to get nervous for Kyle. He's gonna get it eventually.
Right.
But damn, it's been a road, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's young. It's not, I mean, he's still young.
Mm-hmm.
So what is he, 44?
I don't think he's 44. I want to say he's like 42.
Is he my age? 42?
He might be 42. Let's find out.
I should 43. Know he's 43. 43. Yeah, we're the same age.
It's just, you know, I'm so focused on the football, Jeff. I can't focus on the coach's age. So that's why I didn't know about the time.
Okay. No, actually, his birthday's next week. He turns 44.
Yes, it is. His birthday is next week.
So, I mean, like, he's still so young, but you do get windows, you know? And I feel like he definitely recognizes that this is a window. And mm-hmm. if you don't get them in windows, I mean, I'm sure he looks back at the 28-3 moment that way. Like, that was the freaking window. But he wasn't a head coach yet, mm-hmm. and he is now. So, no, I don't think that the season's a failure if they don't win it, because I think that they expect to win it.
Right.
To your point, things can change. Like, I mean, who knows what happens when? Like, last season to me wasn't a failure. I mean, what are you supposed to do in that situation? Brock Purdy dislocated his elbow.
That's why I look at last season very differently. And failure, maybe failure is not.
It's a missed opportunity that will haunt you forever.
I think it's more than that. Last season, I look very differently because once that happened, that's out of your control and
That's what happens. I mean, that is the difference between. I mean, look at the 2007 Patriots. They were the greatest team of all time. Like mm-hmm. 2008 Patriots, greatest team of all time. Great, like they would have been undefeated. The first undefeated team beyond a 14 game season the Dolphins had.
Mm-hmm.
If David Tyree did not trap a ball against his head. Does that make the Patriots failures? That year they were, but like massively.
Right.
But
they failed, but they weren't failures.
Yeah. So it's I think that the 49ers are also still in a window. They've got a lot of tough decisions to make, but
mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to draft really well. But like you run it back. I mean, you don't make wholesale changes.
Right.
You cannot look at this team. What is this, week 13?
We're going into week 14.
Week 14, you do not look at this team and say that you have not done it right. This team is built as a championship contender from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. There is not a flaw. So you can't sit there and say, you can't tell me a month from now, or 2 months from now, if the shoe doesn't fall the same way that revisionist history. Oh, that team sucked. This team right now is clearly built as a super. And I think that everybody would agree on that. So if everybody will agree on that now, then you can't in 6 months be like, they got to blow the whole thing up.
No,
that's just ridiculous.
That would be, well, I'm going to go back to the, that would be bananas.
Bananas.
That would be
good full circle.
That would be bananas. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me today. Yeah. Tell everybody where they can find you on social and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, don't even try. It's honestly not worth it. If you want to see like, you know, random pictures of me trying to make it seem like I have value in this life.
Yeah. Well, you can really find it at ESPN.
Exactly. Just watch ESPN once in a while. Or like, honestly, you don't even have to listen. You just be at a bar and be like, there's that guy.
There's that guy. He was on that podcast. Bananas.
That's basically my life. Every time I'm on TV, I get 14 pictures of me at different bars across America from people I haven't seen in years.
That's amazing, actually. That's incredible. Well, thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And
thank
I'll be excited to see all your stuff for Monday Night Football.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Okay.
Listen up, people. Over the years, I've learned how important hydration is in my workouts and everyday life. It's the key to helping my body move, recover, and just have a good time when I'm exercising and staying active. Things go even better when I'm well hydrated before I even start moving. Noon Hydration doesn't want you to wait to hydrate. They want you to start hydrated. Noon Sport Hydration Tablets hydrate better than water alone. Just drop them in your water, dissolve, and enjoy. They contain 5 essential electrolytes and come in crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and many more. They also have non-GMO vegan and gluten-free ingredients and only 1 gram of sugar. Noon hydrates you so you can do more, go further, and recover faster. And that means you can have a heck of a lot more fun. Since hydrated humans have the most fun, head over to shop now on noonlife.com and pick some up today so you're ready for anything. Because anything can happen after noon.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains from June 14th through the 24th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.